Without using fossil fuels, but instead speaks about a transition away from them. Delegates welcome the pledge, but many say it's not enough. Victoria Whelan, an environmental justice lawyer, is one of them.
There was some great things that came out of this. Overall, it is pretty poor. We've been going backwards and backwards and backwards. We started off with a pretty decent text, and then it just kept getting worse and worse and worse.
John Venables, one of James Bulger's killers, won't be released from prison for now. The decision to reject his bid for parole was made by a panel after a two-day hearing held behind closed doors. The 41-year-old tortured and murdered the two-year-old in 1993. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt says the parole board concluded he could go on to offend again.
The panel said it was still concerned about Venables' long-term interest in children and indecent images of children. He's currently serving a 3-year sentence for making indecent images of children.
A boy accused of stabbing a transgender teenager to death in a Warrington park has told his trial his co-accused carried out the murder. Boy Y, who was 15 at the time Brianna Jai was killed, denies the charges and has been giving evidence by typing his answers. Wales should have a new First Minister in the spring after Mark Drakeford announced he's standing down. It's 5 years since he was elected Welsh Labour leader. Tesla's announced it's recalling 2 million cars in the US. It's almost every model sold since it launched autopilot features. And a group of British men have become the first in the world to test out a male version of the contraceptive pill. The drug works by blocking a protein which creates sperm. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKean.
Thanks, Ruth.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening will remain generally cloudy with a chance of the odd light shower lingering in places. Overnight, cloud will tend to move eastwards, allowing for some clear spells in the early hours. Now, tomorrow we'll see quickly develop in the early morning. There'll be a lot more cloud and bringing in a few spots of light rain. It will turn dry through the afternoon, though, with skies clearing towards the evening.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. A sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
Oh, we do love a little bit of Michael Bublé here on Drive. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, it already is here in the studio. Now, Michelle is back in the hot seat, like I said, just before the hour again. She will be back here between 10 and 1. And I'm wondering what she's been up to. And I hope she's not brought any more Christmas things to put up in the studio. I'll let you know if she does. And I'll put some more posts out if you follow on social media. Now, to a one-hit wonder that we absolutely love. It's the Mock Turtles. Can you dig it?
I'm not afraid to die.
dig it as well. There were some famous people in that. Now, one of the guitar, I think it was the guitarist as well, the blonde guy in it, he was also in a daytime soap. You know, like a little bit like Doctors is kind of thing. Well, there was a daytime soap on, and Jude Law, he was really young. He, I think he was probably about 18 at the time. He was also in it with him. And, yeah, the name escapes me, but it'll come back soon, I'm sure. Now, speaking of one-hit wonders, though, I was actually, I had it all planned out for you today. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll plan this one. Einstein, a go-go. Now, this particular band, I thought they were a one-hit wonder. But no, they had two singles in the top 40. Now, they were English. A lot of people thought they were German, but no, they were English. And it was 1981 that Einstein, a go-go, was number one. I think it got to number six. I can't remember. I'll have a look for you in a second. So I'm going to play it now. Can you remember the name of the band, though? But it's not a one-hit wonder.
Einstein, a go-go.
Now, yeah, Landscape. Yeah, I know. I think when I was younger, I thought they were German as well. There was loads of German bands around that time as well. But it was number five. It reached in 1981. And again, I did think it was a one-hit wonder, but no, they just reached the top 40. Actually, it was in 1981, a little bit later than the Einstein and Go-Go came out. And it peaked at number 40, and hung around the charts for 7 weeks. And coming up, we've got a break. Jessie J will be waiting the other side, but let's have a listen to our guest, the intro for today.
Guess the intro.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, to one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
last Christmas. Now, as I said at the beginning of the show, that if you are a Swiftie, you will know this. It is Taylor Swift's birthday today. So I thought for our Shake It Off session, we'll be shaking it off with Taylor Swift. We'll Shake It Off. Yes, so when you hear that track, then you know that that is a track that we're just going to have a little bit of fun with. We shake off all our stresses of the day and of the Monday and Tuesday and whatever's been going on. And we just have a little bit of fun. Dance night, no one's watching, or just sing along if you're driving. But taking us up to the travel, speaking of driving, is going to be Bananarama. We Feel the Love.
FM travel news.
Well, the M11 London band, there's slow traffic between Junction 7 and Junction 6, M25. It's not helped with the problems on the M25 clockwise, as two lanes are closed due to a broken down lorry between Junction 27, that's the M11 turn off, and Junction 28. So the congestion is still now back to just past Junction 25. Now, Southend on Sea, Woodgrange Drive is closed in both directions due to an accident that's only just come in. Broken down
tanker on a slip road on A12 northbound. Traffic able to get past it, but it is slow. Now, the incident is clear there now, but it is still slow around that area. Now, on the A130 southbound, slow-moving traffic between Retted and Turnpike and the Fair Glen Interchange. In Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 east between B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. Brentwood, slow-moving traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, and Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. A12 northbound, slow traffic between Junction 16 and Junction 19. In Chelmsford, partway eastbound, slow traffic between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road south. In Colchester, St Andrews Avenue, A133 slow between Colchester Road and Cone Causeway. Now, let's head over to the Tube again, because the rail is being good again. It's the whole day. We've had no issues with the rail, but different thing with the Tube. There's minor delays on the Central Line, shortage of trains. Minor delays on the Circle Line due to shortage of trains cancellations, as you say. Minor delays on the District Line eastbound due to a 40 train at Beckentry. Underground station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Ealing. And minor delays on the Piccadilly Line through Acton Town and Heathrow Airport and between Acton Town and Rayners Lane. Cancellations causing that. Now, there's minor delays on the Victoria Line due to a points failure. And finally, there's minor delays on the Elizabeth Line between London Paddington and Heathrow's Terminal 1, 2 and 3 and between London Paddington and Reading, all due to a track fault. That's it from the updates from me.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find the key without you, and now you're so.
Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson. Yeah, that was a symphony. Always reminds me, actually, of the Strictly. That was a brilliant dance. I think it was last season, wasn't it? Oh, it's the final this season as well, if you're into that. Maybe we'll have a little chat about that on Friday. But traditional Christmas, I hear you say. Well, here's a traditional Christmas song that my nan used to love.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, Dean Martin, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now, sitting opposite me is George. George, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I can't hear you at the moment.
Can't you? What's going on?
I can hear you in person.
All right.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now? There we go. I've turned everything up. It's all go today. Yeah. And that's because it's Christmas. I'm getting in the holiday mood, are you?
Yeah. In all fairness, I'm not a million miles away from it, but at the same point, I'm a... I'm all right.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I went lakeside on my own the other day.
Oh, did you?
It was a bit sad.
You been out or shopping?
No, shopping.
All right. Yeah. Okay, well, you've done the lot then in one go. Don't do it online. Wow.
No, well...
Now you're thinking about... You can't give anything away.
No, exactly. that's what I'm doing. I'll make sure I don't give it away. I basically got everybody's.
Oh, nice one.
It's pretty easy, really.
Oh, did you? Yeah. What, one shop? Is that Argos you went into then? Oh, there's other shops that you can buy loads of stuff from, obviously.
Marks and Spencer's, everybody just gets drinks.
It's just one of those things. Right? There you go. So, yes, if you know George, you're going to have a very happy Christmas, to be fair, yeah. But listen, what you got going up to today on your show? I'm just looking at the time, but I've got about 25 minutes before you take over.
Oh, yes, no, this week, the 66 is back, and because next week's slight spoiler, next week we'll be doing my 6 favourite Christmas tracks.
I would have done a drum roll.
Obviously, tough luck. You've got to be ahead of the game, Joe. So next week is 6 favourite Christmas tracks.
Oh, nice one.
So, and then the week after is something to do with New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
So I thought this week, there's not really going to be that much music released in the next 2 weeks. So I'm going to be listing my 6 favourite tracks that have released from the year of 2023.
Oh, that's a hard one though, 6, isn't it? Yeah, really? There's so many out there.
Good year of music. Not my favourite year of music, but it's been a good year.
Yeah, because you like such a different sort of taste. You've got such an eclectic taste, haven't you?
Thank you. Yeah, no, right now I'm looking at a bit of a... Right now I'm looking at a bit of soul. I'm looking at a bit of... pop rock. I'm looking at a bit of country, a bit of disco, a bit of jazz, and some it's just one of my more eclectic lists as of late, but I've got some good tracks lined up as well. But before then, we do obviously still have some great tracks lined up, including from the likes of R.E.M., the 1975, and the Killers, all coming up.
Love the 1975 still.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, they're all right. They're, I like them, but yeah, they're good.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see them live. I've not seen them live, so I must admit I would like to go. Is there any bands that you would like to have seen live this year?
Oh, this year? Well, yeah. That's a great question.
That's put you on the spot, isn't it?
That is a great question, yeah. Of this year, are we counting specific sets at maybe festivals as well?
Yeah, that do.
I would have liked to saw Elton John's at Glastonbury. Yeah. That was, watching that on TV was
special. Bit iconic, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to think who I missed. I've had a decent year of gigs. I've seen everyone who I like.
Oh, right.
I saw Springsteen.
Yeah.
Even though let me down. But we ain't going to get into that.
Yeah, what song did he miss out on?
All of them. About like a set list worth. No, yeah. But I got to saw... this year, in terms of me and gigs, I got to saw Ezra Collective at the start of the year.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody knows I'm a Ezra Collective fan, obviously. Yeah.
You've made me a fan by playing it so many times. On the way home, I'm listening to it.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. But I also got to saw Hack Baker a few months ago. I got to see somebody else as well that's slipping my mind.
So many gigs.
I know. Have I got anything planned for next year?
You going Glastonbury? Do you ever go in
for
that?
I signed up for Glastonbury, but I didn't go because apparently the headlines, what the predicted was, that I wasn't.
Who was it? I forgot.
Coldplay.
Yeah.
Madonna. Dua Lipa.
See that side.
No, yeah,
Dua Lipa, you can't knock her.
Dua Lipa's on fire at the moment. She's arguably one of the biggest pop stars in the world. Coldplay.
Yeah.
I prefer older Coldplay.
Predictable new tracks, Coldplay.
But they're still obviously a great band, especially a great live band.
Yeah, yeah.
And Madonna is arguably one of the biggest ever superstars of this world in any kind of field, so
living
it's just not a bit of me to put down a lot of money.
fair enough
but no, I am seeing Springsteen again.
Nice.
I'm gonna write him a letter.
Oh, you're doing it?
Yeah, with a list of songs. Make sure you play that. Yeah.
A playlist. We're gonna start hashtagging that then, are we, for the next year. What, is he coming back to the UK?
Yes, he's
done. I missed that.
Yeah, he's doing Wembley.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, we'll have to have a look at that a little bit later. Right, so, George, you'll be coming up in about 20 minutes' time. But before that, we've got one from our A-list. I love this. Marshmallow, Pink and Sting. Have you heard it yet?
No, I've not.
I know. Here we go. It's, you like all different mixes of music coming together. This one does work, George.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love? As the days get longer, will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
When it's said and done, I'll keep holding on. Even in silence, if I can hear your voice through all of the noise, yeah, yeah, we'll keep dreaming.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Gym Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I shake it off.
Shake It Off, by Taylor Swift, whose birthday is today. That's why I've played two of her songs. Right, now, there is a Christmas quiz on Friday. It's at the Hopeful Animal Sanctuary, Sawyers Hall Farm, Sawyers Hall Lane, in Brentwood. It's hosted by me. Don't let that put you off, though. Get your friends and family together, put your thinking caps on, and test your Christmas knowledge. Now, entry fee includes a jacket potato. There's loads of sort of like drinks and stuff there for sale, including alcoholic drinks as well on the night, as well as there's loads of like treats as well from the Norwegian bakers will be there. There's teams of up to six people, £15 per person. But also what is brilliant is that all the money, of course, goes back to the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. All the volunteers, all the people that work there are absolutely brilliant. And the animals, oh my goodness me, it's just, yes, it's all going to be a wonderful night. And we always have a lot of fun because I did a quiz there a few months ago. So that's the Christmas quiz night, Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. I think there's still some tickets left, but you can go to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the events, and it will be there right in front of you. Now, who else is on tonight?
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m, it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Breyer Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
They'll be on just after our George. So George will be taking over for me next from 6 p.m. Now, I'm going to leave you with two songs. I'm going to leave you with a classic Christmas, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Band-Aid 2, actually. I played Band-Aid 1 the other day. But for now, as well, here's Stevie Winwood with Valerie. Yes, of course. Was, I guess, the intro. Stick around for George and I'll see you tomorrow. And remember, Michelle Spencer will be joining me after 5.
this time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
But say a prayer, pray for the other ones. At Christmas time, it's hard.
Tears.
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom. Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life.
This Yuletide for the deprived. If the tables turn, would you survive?
Here's to them underneath that burning sun.
You ain't gotta feel guilt, just selfless. Give a little help to the helpless.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.